KQED.
Hours before the Supreme Court issued its rulings, hundreds of people streamed into San Francisco City Hall, where jumbo screens were set up to broadcast the news. The California Report's Scott Schaefer was there.
San Franciscans got up early Wednesday, hoping for a celebration. As news spread that both the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and California's Prop 8 were struck down, state and local officials lined up to share in the credit. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom got the ball rolling 9 years ago when, as mayor, he ordered county officials to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples.
We're not motivated by this cause of equality. We're inspired by it because it's a fundamental principle that defines the best of who we are, our human dignity, our self-worth, our humanity.
City Attorney Dennis Herrera, whose legal team articulated the push for marriage equality, remembered how some, including prominent Democrats, said Newsom had pushed too far, too fast.
Well, heck, now we have 12 states in the District of Columbia that have marriage equality, and now California will have it restored once again.
Among those who came to celebrate were Pat Thompson and Barbara Brass. They were married in Placer County in 2008, before Prop 8 passed. Thompson is a 79-year-old Air Force veteran whose wife will soon be eligible for government health benefits, just like heterosexual spouses are now.
I wasn't sure I would live long enough to enjoy this day, but here I am, and it is amazing, just absolutely amazing.
But even as gay marriage supporters celebrated, opponents pledged that the legal fight would go on. Austin Nimix is an attorney with the Yes on 8 legal team. He contends that since this wasn't a class action lawsuit, the decision striking it down doesn't even apply statewide.
The plaintiffs themselves are the only ones who brought the lawsuit, so they may have a right to get a marriage license. But as far as the state is concerned, Proposition 8 remains the law of the land, and that's the most important thing.
That opinion is not shared by Governor Jerry Brown. Hours after the ruling, he told officials in all 58 counties that they should issue marriage licenses to gay couples once the ruling takes effect in a month or so. In the end, Thursday's decision isn't about the politicians or the lawyers. It's about the couples who want to get married. Standing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, Jeff Cirillo, one of the four people who sued to overturn Prop 8, boiled it down this way.
We look forward to using the words married and husband because those words do matter. They are important.
If there are no further legal delays, same-sex marriages could resume by the end of July. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.